I'm Kip Allen with a KFUO News Update. The Justice Department took the rare step yesterday of weighing in on the site of a Mississippi Christian church, where local officials had tried to stop Holy Week services broadcast to congregants sitting in the car in the parking lot. As the coronavirus pandemic spread, leaders at Temple Baptist Church in Greenville began holding drive-in services for the congregation on a shortwave radio frequency broadcast from inside of an empty church, save for the preacher. The federal involvement adds to the rising tension over reconciling religious freedom with public health restrictions designed to fight the pandemic, disputes that are playing out along the same partisan lines that mark the nation's overall divide. Greenville city leaders argue that the services violate stay-at-home orders and could have put people's lives in jeopardy. Church officials say they believe they've been singled out for their religion, especially after 8 police officers were sent last week to ticket all the faithful, $500 apiece, for attending the services. That included the pastor's wife. A federal judge on Saturday granted a temporary restraining order against a Louisville, Kentucky mayor to keep him from preventing a pastor from holding drive-in worship services on Easter Sunday. Mayor Greg Fisher banned all Easter church service gatherings, including drive-in services where people stay in their cars. On Fire Christian Church in Louisville has been hosting drive-in services in its parking lot for several weeks, consistent with the CDC's social distancing guidelines, and they wanted to host a drive-in church service for Easter Sunday. U.S. District Court Justin Walker ruled that the mayor's plan to record the license plates of churchgoers was unconstitutional, stating, "On Holy Thursday, an American mayor criminalized the communal celebration of Easter." That sentence is one that this court never expected to see outside the pages of a dystopian novel or perhaps in the pages of The Onion. But 2 days ago, citing the need for social distancing during the current pandemic, Louisville's Mayor Greg Fisher ordered Christians not to attend Sunday services, even if they remained in their cars to worship, and even though it's Easter. The mayor's decision is stunning, and it is beyond all reason unconstitutional, the judge added. Sandra Merritt has filed a motion asking the San Francisco Superior Court to dismiss the 10 criminal charges brought against her by California Attorney General Javier Becerra for her undercover journalism work that exposed Planned Parenthood's trafficking in baby body parts. Liberty Counsel represents Merritt and has shown that, to date, no other citizen journalist or journalism organization has ever been charged with a crime for undercover recording made in the public interest. In fact, Merritt and her co-defendant, David DeLeiden, founder of the Center for Medical Progress, are the first undercover journalists to be criminally prosecuted in California's history. This has been a KFUO News Update.